Good morning. Welcome to Husky Nation News right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the UConn newspaper, The Daily Campus, as well as UConn student-run TV station, UCTV. I'm your host, Jarelis Diaz, and here is the news of the University of Connecticut this week. Our top story this week is the announcement of Priyanka Thakkar and Manny Chinyumba as undergraduate student government president and vice president, respectively. Daily Campus news editor Marlise Lessing reports that the duo led the election with over 2,000 votes, despite losing about 200 to multiple campaign violations that were filed against them. The violations caused a delay that lasted about a month after the elections closed in early March, while USG investigated. Thakkar said she plans to focus on increasing USG's public image and resolving some of their budgetary issues. The positions of comptroller, student trustee, and senators were also filled during this election. Mansfield community members met with the town council this week to discuss the proposed mergers between the town's three elementary schools. According to Daily Campus correspondent Alyssa Pagan, the merger has been met with backlash from the residents who are attached to the schools. However, many are in favor of it because it will help consolidate costs for the schools and create more flexible spaces that promote collaboration and project-based learning. Republican town council member David Friedman expressed concerns about what would happen to the old schools after the merge, as well as the cost the town would suffer if they kept and repurposed the schools. Friedman also raised the possibility of rezoning and selling the properties and estates. The school building committee will be hosting two rounds of community events starting April 25th to discuss how they came to their decision for the new school and where it will be sited. The founder of the conservative organization, Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, spoke at the Student Union Theater on Tuesday. Daily Campus correspondent Taylor Harton reports that the event required significant security on campus and prompted the university to close down parts of the Student Union for students and ticket holders only. Kirk, along with his guests, Candace Owens and Dave Rubin, outlined the goals of Turning Point USA and discussed their issues with the Democratic Party. Owens, a native of Stamford, Connecticut, was the target of a hate crime during her senior year of high school when a group of boys left her threatening and racist voicemails. Owens said she became a conservative after newspapers and activist groups labeled her as a victim, feeling they were using her experience as a ploy to advance their own agendas. During the Q&A at the end of the event, students who disagreed with the speakers were encouraged to go to the front and ask questions. A counter-protest was also held at the same time as the event organized by the UConn Youth for Socialist Action and featuring speeches from many activist groups on campus. Students who get lab work done at Student Health Services can now get their results through their health portal. Daily Campus staff reporter Gabriella De Benedictis reports that the option of viewing the results was officially made available on April 1st. Director of Clinical Data Analytics and Health Information Management at Student Health and Wellness, Lori Masters, says Student Health Services has been talking about implementing access to lab work on the health portal for a very long time, and that any lab work students had done at Health Services in August 2017 or later, excluding STD testing, will now be available on the portal. Masters also said all UConn students are automatically signed up to have their lab work results listed in their health portal. And if they wish to opt out of the service, they can call the Health Information Management Department and fill out a form to do so. That's all the news we have for this week. We'll now be going into a short break before starting the talk segment of our show, where I'll be talking to our guests, Kara Murray and Allie Urban.
Huskies ready to delve into the world of diplomacy can find a seat waiting for them with the Yukon Travel Model United Nations. Get trained in public speaking, negotiation, and networking so you can take on a role in different kinds of diplomacy scenarios, like the UN General Assembly and historical events, like the French Revolution. Hone these skills across the United States at competitive conferences where you can be a diplomat, build professional skills, and travel. Meetings are on Mondays at 7:30 p.m. in Monteith, room 319. And check out tmun.org for more information. You are listening to WHUS Stores.
From this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. Here I have with me Allie Urban and Kara Murray.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. How are you guys' day so far?
Pretty good. Pretty frazzled. I'm acting news director right now while Daniela, our normal perfect news director, is gone. So, a little stressful, but we out here.
I'm surviving the week.
Yep.
Having to catch up on a lot of little assignments. I had a lot of exams last week, so it's not as bad as last week, but still a little bit rough.
I feel like I have weeks where literally everything is due, mm-hmm. and then I'll have weeks where nothing's due. And yep. I kind of wish it would be a little more spaced out, just a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. That's how I've been feeling. Like, this week I had to write, three papers, all due one after the other. So I didn't necessarily get a break from that.
It's bad.
Yeah. What gives, professors? Come on.
I know, seriously. And I wish, this is my biggest issue, right? Especially in the business school. I don't know, professors are doing this on purpose, but they're not coordinating with each other. And so exams end up being, within 1 week for all my classes.
Yeah.
One after another. And they're hard exams, too. You can't just have intermediate two and then a tax exam 2 days later. That's not right.
That is not right.
It's not
right. I agree.
I don't know anything about accounting, but I agree.
It's upsetting. And then on top of it, you got, the other exams. So, I wish they would just work together to, take it a bit easier on us, because it's unfair.
I know. We deserve to have some fun, too.
Exactly. Okay? Or, the whole, what do you guys think about, professors and they're, oh, it's spring break, but, enjoy, and here's some work.
Oh, biggest pet peeve.
Me too.
Ever. I'm going home so I can sleep and hang out with my friends. I'm not going to do your work.
Exactly.
I'm just not.
Me too. Luckily, I have not experienced that in my 4 years of college.
Wow.
I was never assigned work during spring break.
That is not fair.
So
that is not fair.
I cannot relate to you on that.
Cool.
Wow.
I'm so awesome.
Flexing.
I know,
on
she's
us?
Really flexing on everybody right now.
Oh my God.
Interesting. But yeah, me and LJ and Sarah, our friends who also do Husky Nation News, shout out to them. We're talking about that today. Just professors in general, just kind of not doing their jobs well and how much that bothers us. I don't know if I can really name names here. I won't. I had a professor who would not give people hundreds on their exams no matter what. You could get every answer right and he would find something wrong with it and give you a 95 or whatever. And that's not really that big a difference, but that would just really bother
upsetting.
Me. Yeah, you're just doing that to boost your own ego.
Yeah, what one of my professors said, and I love this professor, but again, I don't want to name names.
Nope,
anonymity,
we don't do that here.
There, if that's a word.
Yes, close enough.
And this professor said, I think that professors who make things super difficult and never give you guys full credit are insecure, and they should not be professors.
Ooh.
And I was like, yes.
That's some hot tea.
Yeah, that was very hot tea.
I have encountered professors that make things a lot more difficult than what they need to be.
Yeah.
And honestly, I see no point in it.
No.
If you are teaching this subject to students, you should try to make them understand it in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Don't complicate their lives, because then they're not going to enjoy it. And chances are, once they leave your class, you're not going to bother even, like,
remembering it.
Yeah.
They're just going to black it out like I do with some of my classes. Like, ah, that never happened. Then I look at my transcript.
Honestly,
I took this class.
Yeah. Like, same thing.
And your rate my professor will suffer.
It
so,
will.
Which
hope sometimes
you can live with that.
Take it with a grain of salt, rate my professor. But, like, it's still, I always check it, just because if the overall rating is pretty bad, I'm going to try to avoid that professor.
Oh, I always do. I always check it.
Some, like, the end of the year, end of the semester evaluations.
Sets.
I love those.
Sets.
Honestly, like, destroyed professors.
I've done that, too.
Yeah, you gotta.
Those, yeah. Because sometimes I would see no point in the way they taught or the way they gave their exams, and it would be very frustrating to me.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Me too. I'm going to already do that to two of my
professors.
Sometimes
that's the only way that they like get feedback and
it's
like
true.
Have it go to their heads. Like
yeah.
Some of them don't check rate my professors. Some of them don't really care. So it's only when they see like, oh, a lot of people didn't like this. Like that's the best way to let people know that you don't like or do like something that they're doing.
That is very true.
I actually dropped a class this semester because the professor was
I think you told me about
outrageous.
That.
I debated it, but I was like, at the end of the day, I have no idea. Well, I'm lying. I knew what was going on in the class. I knew I was able to follow along, but it was very like unreasonable the amount of work she was giving.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like I was taking her class, but her class was like five classes in one.
That's unfair.
Ew. And I've been in college for 4 years, and I've never had a professor like give us that much.
That's unfair. It's like they expect us to focus on their class and their class only. But it's like we're taking minimum, usually around average, maybe four other classes. Some people are just, I don't know how they do this, but take like 18 or 21 credits a semester. And I'm like, how do you manage that? I could barely manage five because these professors have so many expectations.
Yeah, the most like freeing thing in the world is just dropping a class and
seeing
it get removed from your schedule or like switching into one. Like
that's what I did.
Sophomore year, I was in a class that was giving a lot more work than I anticipated, and I just didn't want to, like, I didn't need it in my schedule.
Yeah.
So I talked it over with my parents, blah, 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 and then I dropped it, and I was like, wow, I feel great. I feel so free. This feels wonderful.
I've honestly, if I'm not feeling a class, I drop it. Like,
yeah, T.
Same.
I encourage everybody to drop a class.
Drop out.
You know, who needs
oh my
it?
God.
Just kidding. Stay in school.
Stay in school. PSA.
PSA,
yeah.
Please. Stay in school. Don't be like us. Don't be fools.
Yeah. Don't be fools.
Don't be silly.
T-minus 4 weeks for me until I graduate.
Good
God.
Let's
You're
not
so
talk
lucky.
About that.
I know we're Karen and I aren't going to be free yet.
No.
So bad. I'm actually terrified to step out into the real world.
You'll be fine.
I know, you got this.
I don't think so, but thank you. I'm just thinking about working. Am I going to work for the rest of my life, or am I going to go back to school?
Didn't you want to be a judge or a lawyer or something?
Yeah.
Law school?
Something like that.
Hopefully, possibly, I am considering it.
You should do
it.
That would be really awesome.
You know what? Maybe I'll be famous.
Maybe you'll be an influencer. My friend.
Maybe you'll be selling like those fit tees on Instagram.
Stop! I already did that.
You did? You're
no,
an influencer?
You didn't. Please, no.
You did?
What do you mean? How does that work? How does that happen?
No, like, but like I like advertised it on my own. It was more like of the ad thing, but they like message you to like advertise.
How did they
like,
find you? Why did they target you?
We're not gonna get into that discussion right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Jar's just famous on her own.
That's it, yeah.
I just
for being an icon, just for you being you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jar has clout from an unknown source.
Oh. Well, we're also giving Sarah clout because I started a hashtag for her on Twitter.
Please no.
Hashtag give Sarah clout.
Yeah, I actually saw that on Twitter that you posted.
Isn't
and
it good?
Like, wow. Because you know what? I almost participated in
it. You should, please.
Almost did. But
why didn't you?
You know, me and Sarah with our little Zodiac War beef. I knew I was going to open a door.
Background info for those who are not aware, Jar is a Virgo. Sarah is a Scorpio. Therefore, they beef.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Like, Sarah's, like, amazing. Love her. Literally, like, I just start laughing every time she walks into a room because she's so iconic. But I just started a hashtag for her for no reason. Because actually, there's a reason, is I post her tweets or her quotes as tweets.
Allie's favorite thing to do is just tweet things that Sarah says.
How Sarah roasts me on, in real life.
Just things that people say. Allie just loves to tweet
My Twitter is just a fan account for people. Yeah, for all really my friends.
Usually Sarah. Yesterday it was me a couple times.
Today it was you too.
Today it was me
I added
as well.
You. I said, is Kara the new Sarah?
Yeah.
Hashtag give Sarah clout.
Question mark. Give Jar clout. She's got enough, actually.
Jar.
I take it back.
We should give
Jar's
you clout.
Jar's got enough clout.
Oh, that's true. You need to donate
enough?
Some to Sarah.
Does that mean
you're already a fit influencer on Instagram. You don't need any more clout.
There's none of that. There's no marks or remains of that. No trail.
Of that Jar?
Yes.
That Jar.
She's gone.
I'm sorry. The old Jar can't come to the phone right now.
It's not that she's dead.
She's dead.
That's basically how it is.
Jeez. Wow. Out with the old.
In with the new. Wild.
Or did we just like do like a little?
I was gonna say we quoted High School Musical for a little bit there.
No, I thought that was Taylor Swift.
The old Jar is Taylor Swift, Out with the Old and with the New is from High School Musical.
I don't know that movie word for word.
I thought you were gonna say you don't know it at
all. No, of course I know. I've seen it. But
so
okay. Continue, Jar.
One question that just came to my mind. Do you think that, like, the newer, like, generations, like, of kids between, like, ages, like, 6, 7, like, do you think they know about, like, High School Musical and stuff?
I don't know. I
feel
would hope
they
so.
Think it, I hope so, but I feel they think it's, like, an old thing. I feel they're going to treat it as, like, oh, so long
like,
ago.
Like, when High School Musical came out, like, the first one, I was in third grade.
Yeah, I think we were, like...
2006.
Yeah. We were, like, 7 or 8 years old. We were babies.
I was, like, in third grade. I
just remember how nuts it was, how much everyone loved it.
Yeah, I was very obsessed.
I freely admit
I actually wasn't that obsessed.
The biggest scam of like the century, dare I say, is the fact that Zac Efron did not sing in the first High School Musical, but then he sang in the other two,
which makes no sense.
But okay, let's be real, like I kind of didn't believe that, like
that he didn't sing,
or that he sang, like, in the second one.
Like that he didn't sing in the first one, because the voices sound the same.
They do, but that's why
someone
was
a really good imitator.
Yeah, that's why when they did the High School Musical
on
tour, it was just a
something
tour.
Like that.
Drew Seeley went with everybody instead of Zac Efron remember everybody was like, "Where's Zac?" And it's because he didn't sing. So he
why did
do it.
He not sing? What is going on?
I don't know, because he sounds good. He's a good singer, so
he
I'm
is.
Really not sure as to what the dealio was.
What the dealio?
I demand answers, Disney.
Wow.
Okay, but like. I think we could possibly rank, like, the musicals like that. Because Disney Channel went through a musical phase.
Oh, they did.
When we were growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They had some good movies.
I personally loved Camp Rock.
I was never a Camp Rock fan.
I was never into these movies. And then I revisit them later, and I'm like, yeah, I like that.
Like, I always thought, I don't know, I was just annoyed by the characters.
Oh, my God. Why?
I know. I was a very tough child to impress in that way.
That's fair.
I liked the Jonas Brothers, but I also didn't want to admit it.
Did you see them in concert?
No, I saw their concert movie.
Oh, I saw them in concert in 2013.
Yeah, I was like a closeted Jonas Brothers fan, which like, why? I don't know why.
I wasn't even a fan. I don't know how my friend bought me tickets to the concert, and I was just like, okay, I'll go.
I liked Jonas Brothers, but I would listen to their music. But I wouldn't, like, fangirl over them. I fangirled over Justin Bieber.
Oh. Yes, yes.
I had that Bieber fever.
Absolutely.
Like, that was your thing? The love of my life.
I did see Justin Bieber in concert.
I did
you
not.
You did?
When I was in 7th grade, or the summer before 7th grade. And
it
that
was
amazing.
My World 2.0?
Yes, it was.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Baby was my favorite song, and I kept waiting for him to perform it. And he went off stage without performing it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he's not going to do it. It was his encore song.
Of course it is.
And I went
nuts. If a band never plays a song, it's going to be their encore. Like,
well, I was like
10,
so I didn't know that yet.
I mean,
that's fair.
I like my favorite song by him, like in the My World 2.0 album, was Stuck in the Moment.
Oh, wow.
That was so sad. But like, I remember I had like my first crush.
Aww.
So I would listen to the song because it reminded me of my crush.
Oh, I liked Never Let You Go.
Oh,
that one is really pretty. Love that.
It's like an angel came by.
Yeah.
I don't know. Justin
Bieber.
My
goodness.
Oh, my
okay,
gosh.
Okay. Around that time, this is what I listened to. Ready?
Okay.
Green Day.
Yep.
And Avril Lavigne.
Wow. Oh,
and
wow.
A little bit of The Killers. I was like a wannabe emo punk.
Yeah.
And I just never acted like it, never dressed like it. I did desperately want to dye the ends of my hair blue. I don't know why, but that's what I went to. I didn't bother asking my parents because I knew the answer would be no.
True.
But I don't know why. I was like, I was one of those kids. I was very quiet. I read books. I didn't talk to people.
You, little Allie.
Yes, little Allie.
And now?
Now I won't shut
she
up.
She runs a heavy metal show.
I
not
know!
Shut up.
Oh, how the turntables have turned. You're going to be on my show later.
I am.
You will.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So, Allie touched upon a certain artist.
Who? Avril Lavigne?
Yes.
I love her. I love her.
You mean Melissa?
Yes.
What?
I was just about
wait,
to
do
talk
you
about
not
that.
Know that conspiracy
oh,
theory?
That she died? And
yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's a fact. Well, my opinion. We'll put it this way. My opinion. Well,
yeah,
to me,
your
it's
opinion.
A fact. But
it's
my,
no,
it's
no,
my opinion.
It's your opinion.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
It's my opinion,
opinion.
That her first three albums, Let Go, Under My Skin, and the best, I can't say... I think I can say this word. Damn. Yes, that's acceptable in air. I'm the assistant training director. I know these things.
You should know these things.
The best damn thing were her greatest albums. And then the other ones after that were kind of like...
Melissa's albums, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, they were just not as deep. No, seriously. Let Go and Under My Skin were so deep. Forgotten. What else? I'm blanking on her songs now.
Is that the one Complicated's on?
No, Complicated is on the best damn thing.
Okay. Complicated.
Yeah, that one is good.
Skater Boy.
Skater Boy, that was
yes.
on Let Go.
Mm-hmm.
There were some deep tracks, and I just love her.
Keep Holding On.
Keep Holding On. That
yeah.
was awesome. That was actually a soundtrack for a movie. The Aragon
yeah,
movie.
It
yes,
was.
It was not a good success.
Aragon, no.
I love the books. They were great. Actually, I revisit them now, and they're just knockoff combinations of Lord of the Rings and
I've
Star Wars.
I've honestly never heard of it. Never.
Dragons
nerds.
And such. It's okay.
Yeah.
Never
yeah.
really involved myself in that. Like.
Oh, I did. So. That was like my childhood and
like,
still now.
I was a Harry Potter kid.
Yeah. Me too. I
oh,
loved
yeah.
Harry Potter.
I would watch Harry Potter, but I didn't know it was like a huge like fan like
base
thing.
Fandom.
Yeah. yeah. So, like, I would watch it when it would give it, like, on TV and stuff, and I didn't
so
think
good.
Much of it until I would see, like, on the news that, like they had, like, all these people, like,
yeah.
support, and I was
oh
like, wow,
God.
Like, I didn't know this was
what
a
houses
thing.
Are you guys?
I'm a Ravenclaw.
Okay, good.
Ravenclaw.
Okay, bless! I am, too.
You
we're
are,
all Ravenclaws.
We all are. Cool.
Wow.
Good.
So I knew I chose the right people for my
oh, yes.
yeah, I love asking people. It's very interesting to see what houses people think they're in and then
yeah,
have them do
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah,
test.
Yeah. Have you guys taken the Pottermore test?
Yeah, I got
okay.
Ravenclaw. A lot of people
good.
Will think like,
good.
I'm Gryffindor, I want to be Gryffindor, but there's nothing wrong with being in any of the houses.
No, there's not.
Like being in Slytherin, like there's nothing
that's,
wrong with it.
No, there's nothing.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is a Slytherin,
yeah.
apparently, fun fact.
I also wanted to be in,
what?
In Gryffindor.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
everybody
like,
does.
Like,
I actually never did.
Really?
I always wanted to be Ravenclaw. I knew I was
Ravenclaw.
To be a Ravenclaw.
I think growth is realizing that the other houses are just as good as
but
Gryffindor.
I actually like Ravenclaw. Like, Ravenclaw
yeah,
is, like,
always
my
genuinely like them.
I
like, I wanted to be them first.
My humble opinion, it's the best house.
I agree.
I honestly wonder, like, which one?
Hufflepuff.
Why is that one so bad? People look down on it.
Yeah, people
so
look down on it. I don't think it's bad at all.
People think that because it's like, oh, the rest, like everybody
yeah.
who's not in the other three. And it's like, oh,
isn't
they're
that
just
what they said in the books,
working.
Too? Like,
yeah.
how the Hufflepuff, like, takes all the rest.
Yeah, but
or
like,
in their little rhyme or
you
whatever.
You know, it means you're a hard worker.
Yeah,
you're
I don't
loyal,
think it's anything
you're a good
bad.
Friend. You're, like,
yeah.
very strong. I don't
no,
know.
Yeah. I think that's also a very respectable house.
I think all the houses bring something unique to the table.
I agree.
Which one does Ravenclaw bring to the table? Because I took the
intelligence.
That's
yeah,
like
okay,
intelligence, creativity,
yeah.
wit.
Okay, that's yeah. what I thought, but I didn't know if I was right or
no,
wrong.
No, you're right. You're right.
I think people think if you're in Ravenclaw, you're like book smart, which you can be,
which,
but
yeah,
you
like
can also
me,
be
I have no common sense.
Creative.
Hermione was in Ravenclaw, right?
No,
they
she
were
was
all
in Gryffindor, but she the hat asked her if she wanted to be in Ravenclaw. like...
Yeah, I was going to put her in Ravenclaw.
Yeah,
but
no,
it
decided
to.
In Gryffindor.
Oh. Yeah, but that's like, you know...
I really liked the
creativity.
Hat.
It's intelligence in
hat?
General, not book
yeah.
smart.
Yeah, yeah, because intelligence, sorry, can have different like facets of intelligence.
Exactly.
Lord, I can't speak today.
I agree with that.
Because clearly I can't speak English, but I'm still...
Relatively
not,
smart.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. We'll put it
relatively.
That way. Relatively.
No, Ali, you're super smart.
Yes.
Thank you.
The brain
you're
power
always
in
giving
this
me
world.
Random facts.
I am.
You're always teaching me languages.
Oh,
I
that
love
is
it.
True. That is
yeah.
very true.
Yeah, very true.
Can't speak yeah. English, but speaks like Ali
2.5
others.
Ali and I are on a quest to speak
Italian.
Yes.
Yeah. I would love to learn Italian.
Then let's
I am
learn it with us.
I should. I am
okay, ready?
Italian.
I know... Io sono baccalà. That means I am a salted codfish.
Io sono baccalà.
Oh io sono baccalà.
Wow.
Yeah, just like yo soy.
Yeah.
There you go. Uh-huh. Io sono yo soy.
All the romance language are very similar.
Very similar.
They are.
Yes,
I took
yes.
Latin
similar.
In high school.
No, I
and pretty much everything
that.
Is just built off Latin.
And then you have Slavic. Ya jestem, ya sam. It's so like.
I do love
yeah.
a good Slav.
Like, I can only. Like, I was. I speak Spanish fluently, English as well. When I studied abroad in Prague, I took a class on, like, Czech language.
Czech
so
language, yeah.
That
That's
was
cool.
really cool when, I met Allie and she would speak to me in
Polish. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought yeah. that was awesome, like, how she would tell me about the similarities, too, between the languages.
It really is truly fascinating. How you have different branches of language. And then you have something like Finnish, right? And Finnish is a Uralic language from the Ural Mountains. And they say that it's like no other language because people are like, oh, Finnish is that close to Swedish? And I'm like, nah, because like Swedish, Norwegian, they're Germanic languages. And then Finnish is Uralic, and that's actually closer to like Hungarian
mm-hmm.
and Estonian and other things like that come from that region. And then you got like the Slavic group, the Romance languages, Germanic. It's fascinating. I should have been a linguist.
You should have been a linguist. What are you doing in accounting?
I don't know.
Accountant.
Just living
yeah,
my life.
I agree. You should have been a linguist.
What are any of us doing anywhere, bro?
I
took it there.
Facts.
I don't know.
Facts.
I
guess we'll end it off on mystery. What are we doing?
True. What are
okay.
we doing?
Now, we've reached the end of our show. As of right now, I just want to say thank you very much for listening to our show. Thank you to the Daily Campus and UCTV for collaborating with us. And thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music. I've been your host, Jarelis Diaz, and you are listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. Have a great day.